We've been asking some of our favorite poets to come in and read for us. On today's Poetry Break, it's Glenn Maxwell.
The poem I'm going to read is called Sally Playing Patience. Now, the first poem in the book is in my voice, but it gets interrupted by an old man who I'm sitting next to in a pub in New York, and then he starts telling the story, which is a story of wartime London, and it's a love story from his past set against a backdrop of the ruinous bombing of September 1940. All the titles of the poems in the Sugar Mile are stage directions, and so she's simply doing that. She's playing cards, and she is imagining what life will be like in the countryside. And what I've tried to do with them is create several different kids with different characters who are all imagining, if they survive this, what the future of England will be like, what it will be like to have a future, what the countryside would be like. And so I suppose what I've been trying to write are elegies before the fact, because the kind of England they imagined didn't really come to pass, as we know now, and they don't know then. Sally Playing Patience. It's even got a cinema. The farmers like to go there, Joey. Then they smoke cigars. They have a film discussion in a room with velvet fittings. But what nobody tells them, as nobody tells anyone, is all the famous actors and all the leading ladies, Robbie, you can think of, have also been escorted to the villages selected. No one's saying much about it, Joey, but these stars, in costumes and disguises, could pass us on the meadow, or you could be hop-picking, Joey, did you ever? And next to you right there, there's Merle Oberon, who knows, Harry, and football players are operating tractors. People with great talents are all to be protected, Julie, for the future. So there'll still be the pictures to go to when it's over, and cups to play for, Harry, and parties. And by that time, some of them will know us. You'll stand there with your wine glass. You don't have to be famous, but they know you. You were there, Joey, side by side at harvest, when stars were nothing special. Julie, in the wheat barns, at midnight, when the work's done, anyone could stand there, meaning what you hope's their meaning. When it's over, everyone who went there will have this bond forever, and we'll bring our children out there in cars with silver streamlines for the grand reunion dancing. That was Sally Playing Patience from my new book, The Sugar Mile, by me, Glenn Maxwell.
For more information about Glenn Maxwell, please visit the Leonard Lopate Show page at WNYC.org.